It's not easy being Jeff Lewis.
I have a one-on-one coming up.
How's that going to be for you?
Great, I get to talk about myself for 3 hours. And I apologize.
Oh,
but I'm not sorry at all. And she ended up getting sued.
Oh, shit.
Whoa. You got to be very careful when you do these podcasts. Everyone, you shouldn't be here.
Everyone.
Jeff Lewis has issues.
Hey, it's Jeff Lewis, and I have issues. In today's episode, Mercedes Javid and Jamie Kennedy join the show. We recap Cabo and talk about the show credits, stability at home, and the eclipse. I'm here with Mercedes Javid, Shane Douglas, and Jamie Kennedy.
Woo! I'm fine with that.
Yeah, that's why I did the and, because that's important.
Ooh,
with.
Right?
You didn't give me the with.
Oh, okay. I'll say with.
I like the and.
Okay. I figured that was important, right?
Wow. Yes, for everybody off camera, Jeff was asking if I wanted first billing or not, and I said it's fine to give it to Mercedes.
Well, I was watching.
I've never been second. I feel good.
Now, because of you, Jamie Kennedy, I now watch the credits a little more closely.
Mm-hmm.
So I was watching when I was in Cabo, I was watching Paul Morreale.
Mm.
And I noticed like the big, like it said, and Allison Janney, and it said with Carol Burnett.
Wow. So
special guest, I think, Carol Burnett.
The and Allison, because she's such a. She's such a legend.
Yeah.
And Carol is beyond a legend. So it's actually perfect billing.
So do you want to do like with special guest? I'm going to do it with special guest Jamie Kennedy, I think.
I like the because there's more adjectives.
Yeah.
With special guest. Friend of the show.
My favorite adjective, guest.
Were you the one that said that when you have your rolling credits on Hollywood Houselift, you can have your name on by itself?
Yes.
Yes. I noticed that.
Single card billing.
Yes.
I found out what that means.
It's a big deal. You don't want to be grouped up.
No.
Then you're not going to get lost in the eyes.
No, because there's a lot of EPs. So what's going to happen is that I could be put with
Michael
two other names.
Yeah, Mike.
Did Michael Beck get a single card billing too?
No, I don't think so.
Oh.
Sorry, I started looking.
He'll probably ask for that now in season 3.
The single card
half
is big.
The show will be the credits. Yeah. Everyone needs their own frame.
How was your weekend?
I had a great weekend.
What did you do?
I hard launched my life. My cousin's baby birthday, open house. I painted my mom's condo yesterday. I just did a lot of wifey things and mom things and realtor things, you know.
How's that a hard launch?
Because I just feel good.
Mm. You know? I was thinking about you this morning, actually.
Tell me.
I'll tell you why. So I've been with Monroe because we're on a new schedule, right? So it's like 2 days, 5 days. And so I've been with Monroe for 5 days. And I was sad today because she goes to school this morning and then I don't see her again until Wednesday afternoon. And I was like, damn, this is hard. Like, you know, spending 5 days with a kid and then not seeing her for a couple of days. So I just thought, you know what? I'm going to talk to MJ today. I wasn't thinking live on the air, but I was like, you got to make this work with Tommy because there's no way that I think you could be away from Champs that
many days.
It's too, yeah, you got to make it work.
So if you're not in a happy marriage, not that I am, I'm not saying that I am or not, I'm just saying.
Wait, I just hear what I just heard?
Well, we took a week between the last time that we did radio together,
yeah.
But it was with Dr. Donna. And yeah, you did miss it because you were not there that day.
Did I just hear what I just heard?
What we're saying is, big picture, is that you also shouldn't be in an unhappy environment and your kid shouldn't see that.
Correct.
So, but yeah, there's a lot of complications with when kids are involved.
Yeah.
Can I give my 2 cents?
Yes, please.
I already got 2 vibes of what's happening. I had no idea. And we're tight, so I'm glad that you're working through whatever you're working through. Divorce in the 80s was the biggest thing,
yeah.
I think. And Dr. Drew, who's my friend, who you guys know.
Yeah.
He said, why haven't you ever been married? And he says, I'll tell you why, Jamie. He says, because my parents were together for 60 years.
Wow.
So he says, you come from a place of complete, what's the word? When it's like it's a normal home, it's a safe home.
Oh, yeah.
So you feel that you'll always have a landing pad. Stable. And if you have an unstable home, he says, more sometimes divorced kids get married quicker.
Mm.
And so, which is interesting because you seem like you have a very stable home. And so,
what?
Well, no, Jeff, are your parents are still alive, correct?
No.
Oh, it was not that stable. It was somewhat stable.
That's
somewhat stable. I think it was just like everyone else's. I mean, there was divorce and all of that.
But he said, and loved my parents and God rest their soul, but he said that since my parents sometimes argued, Yeah. And he said, if you grow up seeing arguing, then you might look at marriage as an argument, but also look at them as a beautiful bond.
I think
even when I went to see my mom yesterday, after I go out of my way to hug my mom, I literally like walked in a rush and I was like, hi, mom. And then I was like, mommy, hug. OK, because elderly people need physical touch. They lack it. It's a stat. Jameson's laughing. And my son goes, you guys didn't argue today. I was like, because usually we speak Farsi and my mom is a little hard of hearing. So I have to say everything intensely. And then Shams hears it as arguing. Yeah.
Yeah.
You know.
You came at me last week. your culture came at me.
My whole culture did?
Yeah. Well, we were talking because I know Farsi. I grew up with a lot of Farsi. And we were talking and she was like, and Sam was like, you're talking low. And I'm like, what? She's like, you're talking low. And she goes, speak up. Screams out of the blue, and I was like, dude, I didn't even have my fucking espresso yet.
Okay,
so that's your that rage came out.
But I'm trying to understand this. So you came from a very functional, happy, stable home life, but you don't have any need to recreate that. You're saying you feel grounded and you feel secure and stable enough where you don't need to get married.
What Dr. Drew said is that if you come from a house where people are married, you feel that you always have a landing pad. My mother said we give you roots and we give you wings, which is here's your home. You're always here, but you can fly away.
Oh, that's nice. I've never heard that before.
Yeah, it's sweet, right? So
roots and wings.
Roots and wings. So my... I just find that it was less tumultuous than other places. But if your parents are married for 30 years and they argue, then you might look at marriage also as argumentative and it may scare you. All I'm saying is I'm surprised this is happening with you.
I clip people's wings. And I think that, and I feel like it's more than roots. It's ropes. It's chains.
Yeah.
It's handcuffs.
You tear down the trees. Clip
you give them fly. Ground them from flying. Don't try anything. Get out of the nest.
Your parents are the Giving Tree by Shel Silverstein, and then Jeff chops down the trees.
But you know what? Even if you let's just say that your environment that you grew up, even if it was a little chaotic,
yeah,
I think that it also depends on the kind of work you do, right? So for me, could I walk around mad at my parents? Sure, I could, but I don't. I've forgiven them. I know that they did the best they could, and nobody's perfect, but they did the best they could, and I now at my age I can understand how my dad shows love. Mm-hmm. Some people would be probably very off put because he's one of those very no nonsense, gives his opinion when it's not asked, and I know it's out of love, but sometimes it can be hurtful. But you got to understand that's his language. Where before, when I was younger, I would get angry with him. So my brothers, I don't know if my brothers are the exact place that I'm at, where they haven't totally forgiven him for whatever wrongs they feel have happened to them.
As an outside observer, I must say, because I watched the show the other night, I was in a hotel room and the reruns from the original show were on.
Oh, flipping out.
Flipping out.
All the time. And it was a dramatic one where you and your partner split.
Oh, yeah.
And you went to your father for advice, and it looked like your father is your biggest confidant.
Yeah.
And it was beautiful. So as an outside observer, I want to tell you it looks beautiful.
Yeah, well, I think we have a very nice relationship now. It's grown into that. You know, I think when somebody's, you don't want to be controlled and you don't want to be bossed around and you don't want to be dependent on your parents. You want your independence, but, so you kind of push back. But then it's funny how we come back around. We realize, well, you actually gave me some good advice.
Do you think also having a child changed it as well?
I think it started before then. Yeah, I think they say that. They say you kind of lose your kids as like teenagers and then they eventually
come back,
right? Mm. It took me a while to come back. I don't think I came back until 30s.
Mm.
But now it's good. Everything's good.
The key is if you don't hear something from your partner or your parent as an attack, if you're able to say, wait, I know it stings a little because we feel like they're always coming for us, but what if they're just trying to, even in their flawed way, tell us what they think is best for us? Then we can not feel like so defensive all the time.
I told him recently, because he's getting older, and so I told him recently, which was kind of like a little bit of an uncomfortable moment, where I said to him, I just want to thank you for all the opportunities that you've given me. If it weren't for you, I wouldn't be where I am today. And I don't think that my brothers have got to that point yet. You know what I'm saying? Where they're grateful or I just don't think they're there yet. And some people never get there with their parents.
Well, I mean, just like my Tommy the other day when he was with my mom, he was kind of like walking past her. And I was like, if you could just stop and give them like a second, then it goes such a long way. So giving people acknowledgement and respect and making people feel appreciated, it is a vulnerability that you have to be. So if your brothers are not able to express that, it's because it's hard for them. They're going to have to make themselves vulnerable to and emotional to say that stuff to their dad.
You know, has no trouble expressing herself would be my daughter, Monroe. And on some levels, it becomes disrespectful, but I do want her to have an opinion. Mm-hmm. And I was thinking back to where I used to be very much like her, and I would smart off to my dad all the time. But my dad, I could tell, like me, finds it a bit amusing. But there is a point where you kind of have to be like, okay, that's disrespectful. So she was kind of riding the line this weekend. I mean, there were a few things I thought were funny. So we're sitting at the dinner table. I'm very big on like manners and etiquette. Put your napkin on your lap and the whole thing. So her seat was like pushed far away from the table. Mm-hmm. And I said, Monroe, are you going somewhere? And she goes, maybe I am going somewhere. And I'm just like, all right, push your seat in. You know what I'm saying? Like, but it's that kind of little harmless, maybe I am going somewhere.
Mm-hmm.
And then she did something to upset me. And I said, you know, you're not going to play. We're playing Uno. I said, you cannot play. This is a closed game. You're going to sit on the sofa and we're going to play the game. And so, but she carries a grudge because the next day she was playing Uno with you. And what does she say?
She was like, I can't wait for my daddy to come out of his room so I can tell him it's a closed game.
Oh my God.
Like a full 24 hours like after.
Wow. Oh, yeah. I like her.
They remember. Mm-hmm. They remember.
She's 7 or 8?
7.
Wow.
But we have a similar sense of humor because Krista, and so we had, there was like a very strong undertow at the beach. So nobody was swimming
at
the beach.
Hello, it's Cabo. You're not supposed to go in the water.
Ooh. There's no signs.
Yes, there are.
They're just in Spanish.
They are. Hmm. There are flags. As soon as you get to the beach part, there's a sign that says water conditions, black flag, red flag, orange flag. It's always.
I didn't see a flag, but I did notice no one
Jeff
was at the beach.
Jeff does not see red flags.
Sure.
But no one was at the beach.
Correct.
So we decide, let's get a little closer. Let's get a little closer. And then I notice like the water going in, like really kind of coming far back. And I said, Monroe, let's back up a little bit. But Krista was feeling a little bit
frisky.
Yeah, vicious. A little more courageous. And so,
oh my God,
that wave hit her so hard.
Oh shit.
Oh,
and no lifeguard?
It was like, did you see the movie The Impossible?
No, okay. Mm-hmm.
With Naomi Watts. Mm-hmm. It was about the tsunami in Thailand.
Oh my God.
That's what it reminded me of. It was a scene from The Impossible. And so the wave hit her so hard. And, you know, she had her hair extensions and all her makeup and her eyelashes. Bam! She goes down.
Shit.
And Monroe and I were laughing so hard because now her hair extensions are covering her eyes and she can't see. And she's crawling like on the ground. And she finally, and her makeup is coming down her face. Hair extensions are a mess. She's got one tit out. She's got one ass cheek out. And then the way she got up, and then the wave hit her again, and knocked her down again.
It's a double banger.
It was a double banger.
Oh,
and I was like, at one point, I was like, "Oh, I might need to help her because she was getting sucked in." But I mean, it was the hardest I've laughed. And I mean, Monroe and we're still talking about it. I said this morning, I'm like, just to test her. I said, "Hey, what was your favorite part of Cabo?" She's like, "When Aunt Krista got hit by the wave." She's been talking about it.
She then came back, Brogan and I were by the pool, and she was like, oh my God, guys, guess
I
what just happened?
Died.
And she was like, she like reenacted it for like an hour and a half, just like over and over.
Oh my God.
Wait, so she went in with full eyelashes and...
Well, I don't think she was
expecting that to be so strong.
She was just hopefully like water to the knees.
Okay.
But it just took her out, JB.
Yeah, that's...
And then again.
That
God, I should have videoed it.
Shout out to the pharmacia.
That's the other thing. I mean, she was the
pharmacia.
She was the pharmacia.
Did you guys went?
I didn't buy anything because I think it was Liat that scared me that said that when her friend got back, they tested for fentanyl and every 25% of what they had was had fentanyl in it. Ooh. So I didn't buy anything, nothing. Mm-hmm. But of course, Krista did. So she had a whole purse full of medications and she was just passing it out like candy at the pool. But the thing is that she doesn't tell you exactly what things are. So mm-hmm. I didn't take anything. Mm-hmm. But poor Brian, Joey's husband.
Ooh.
I think he said he had a headache and she said, take this. But she said, it's like Tylenol.
Oh,
and I think that's where Brian got confused. And she gave him, I guess, a menstrual relief pain, muscle relaxant.
And what happened?
He went right to sleep.
Oh. How many days?
Well, how many days?
Well, we couldn't wake him up because we were on the plane and we had to, we landed in San Diego to go through customs. So you have to get off the plane, they take your picture, and then you get back on the plane. We were having trouble waking him up.
Yeah.
He took a menstrual pill?
Well, he thought it was Tylenol. I said, don't ever take any medications from Krista. However, in her defense, she gave me a Zofran on the Liat.
That's fine. That's saved
my
nausea.
Ass. Saved my ass. Yeah.
Completely different story. Hold on. First of all, that's Joey's fault because Joey knows that when Krista hands people things, not to accept them.
But Joey did not. Brian did not know Krista, never met her before.
But Joey wasn't
she
there
comes
to
off
her.
As,
Joey should have stopped his husband. Is what
yeah,
you're
that's
saying.
What I'm saying. He should have known. He was obviously not there. Because if Joey was present, then he would have intercepted. Joey knows.
She's the Trump pharmacist. She had what I could count 6 medications in her bag.
Plus tequila. So there's a lot of crossfading happening.
Plus like gummies.
Yeah. Ooh.
I didn't see gummies. What I saw was Xanax, Zofran, the menstrual relief, Adderall, Ambien.
Jesus.
And diet pills.
Oh my God. With Ozempic on the side?
And then how did she get it home? She put everything in her
Ambien?
Oh, probably.
She was putting... God, I hope she doesn't mix those up. She
nah,
was.
She's got to be careful.
Oh my God.
Seriously, you got to be careful, Krista. Like, can you go to the pharmacy and just bring?
Who's
got to
be careful is Brian, because I think she gave him 3 separate pills.
Well, and he slept great.
He's fine though, right?
Had a nice flight home.
Can you take pills from Mexico and just bring them right over the border? No problemo.
We talked about this a lot. Apparently, you can do like a 1-month supply.
Okay.
Of each. But I was too scared.
I was scared of the fentanyl, like you said.
Yeah. By the way, I was listening to the Brian and Joey stuff that you were talking about on Friday. And I have to say, in Joey's defense, I was that person that would stay on the beach with my friends. And even though my, you know, partner or boyfriend would arrive at the airport, I'd be like, okay, we're over here doing this. But then when I heard it, now I'm more mature. I've grown a lot and I've been through that, made those mistakes.
You're talking about Joey.
Explain to
welcoming.
Jamie what happened. Yeah. Explain to Jamie what happened.
Okay, so Joey Zauzig was there in Mexico a couple of days before. His boyfriend, his husband joined. And when he got there, his name is Brian. Brian got to the airport, didn't have transportation taken care of. Then Brian got to the resort. Joey did not meet him in the lobby. Joey was like, okay, we're over here at the beach. And then it became a little contentious, right? Did it become a little stressful?
I think he didn't feel like taken care of or supported because the guy, first of all, he had a last minute flight. So he was in a center aisle in row 44. And I think he was a little stressed. He didn't have any, I guess, Joey was like, get an Uber at Cabo Airport, which you can't. I guess now you couldn't get an Uber. And then he was also starving because nobody fed him on the plane. So, and when he got to the hotel, there was, you know, Joey was just like, you know, here's the room number, ask the concierge for the key. And I think that was a little bit of
a
thing.
All of those things, like, I would not do that. When I was young, maybe, like, I would do that kind of thing. But then today, me would clearly be like, your car transportation has to be a private car. You have to, we just did this in Cabo, me and my husband for a wedding. So you have to get off the plane with it taken care of. Then when you know that he's coming to the airport, you go to the lobby. So all of these things, like, could you imagine Elisa not doing those things and you were just on your own?
No, but I mean, maybe I don't know what they talked about. So you're saying because he didn't greet him everywhere, there was a little bit of a fight?
Joey did say that he had talked to Brian about it,
yeah.
And Joey felt like Brian was taking it off Joey's plate and said, I'll take care of it. But it turns out when Brian got to the airport, Brian apparently didn't realize he couldn't just get on a
I think it's a lesson for all of us. I think we'd all appreciate our partner, spouse, whatever. You know, in hindsight, Joey knows now. He should have had a car, because this is what Brian wants, right?
Mm-hmm.
And needs. He should have had a car booked for him,
right,
to immediately take him to the hotel. He should have just kept it. When are you coming in? Oh, you're 5 minutes out. I'll meet you in the lobby.
Exactly.
Take him to the room. Give him another key. Hey, do you want me to order you room service?
Just be there.
Yeah. I think that's what he wanted. So the first night was tense.
Mm-hmm.
Between the two.
Do they want you to talk about it on radio?
Yeah, they talked about it on the radio. That's how I know.
Oh, okay.
Well, Joey did. Oh, but then Brian said, thanks for having my back on the radio. So yes, I guess they're okay with that.
Yeah, I mean, I'm saying it in defense of
the
relationship.
So Brian definitely needed that menstrual pill.
He really did.
Yeah.
Actually, very good point.
It wasn't Brian's fault, though, you guys.
Well, it just seems like, listen, if Joey's at the pool, I could see both sides. He's enjoying himself. He's like, hey, baby, meet me here. You know what I mean? But if he said, I was going to set all this up for you, and he didn't, then maybe that's a little fight.
Yeah. I think maybe Brian's a little like me, where he's used to having things like, you know, an assistant or whatever, take care of everything.
Mm-hmm.
So he's not thinking about that.
Especially if it's really, Brian is joining. They've already had the party
mm-hmm.
going.
Yeah. It's,
so
you're
you
already
make
settled.
The person feel welcome.
Yeah, you got to make him feel welcome.
Get up
that's
off
correct.
Your ass and work, bitch.
But does Brian know all of your, doesn't he know you guys well?
No, he didn't know as well.
Okay, so maybe he feels like he's got to be welcomed in.
But I think once we got over that first night, well, then Joey got really sick.
So sick. Well, because Joey hadn't drank for like 4 or 5 months. So like, and then it was like boat in the sun, lots of food, lots of drinks, speakeasy. Like he was kind of like hit a wall. And then the next day he didn't get out of bed for like he couldn't and he kept throwing up.
Oh, my God. Can I just tell you from the pictures, it looked like you guys were having the best time.
We had a great time.
We did.
Didn't see all this in the photos.
Well, Joey was very hungover. He couldn't keep anything down. He had to get a nurse to the room to get an IV.
Ooh.
And his body sucked up the IV in 15 minutes.
It was like an hour drip, and he was like that dehydrated.
But his lips, at dinner, his lips were purple.
Oh, my God.
I was going to look that up.
What
does that mean you're still dehydrated?
What did he... What he got drugged. Did he take something... Did Krista give him something?
Probably.
Seriously.
Probably.
What did you give him, Krista?
He took a trip to the Pharmacia.
So there's a lot of tension happening.
Michael Beck has single card billing, by the
they
way.
They worked it out.
Oh,
he wants to
does?
Make that very clear.
Oh,
okay,
my God.
Shout out.
Oh, my God.
Now, the last time we were in Cabo, I went to the speakeasy, and I've been giving a lot of chumps the code. You know, so if you're staying at a resort nearby, you want to go to the speakeasy at Las Ventanas. It takes a code.
I heard it was dead.
Well,
I said it was dead.
It was dead one night, but then I heard, well, I didn't go, which actually was good. I was with Monroe, so I went to bed early.
It stays open past 2?
It stays open pretty late. You were there.
Why'd you
I
give
went
me that
on Friday.
Look?
Well, because everyone was like excited about the speakeasy, and then people were DMing me about, the speakeasy, and then you're like, I heard it was dead. It was terrible. It was dead.
Well, no, it was dead
on
Friday, right?
No, Friday we went and it was great.
Was it Thursday night that it was dead?
Thursday was dead.
He said it was
Saturday
great.
Was big too, I heard. I don't know. I was in bed by like 10:30.
So
I'm just worried why Las Ventanas didn't have a lifeguard for Krista. Y'all are talking about
the beach is closed. Stay off the beach.
Oh, shit.
Well, apparently, I guess maybe the beach was closed because there was nobody there. I didn't see a sign, Shane. Did you see a sign?
I didn't go to the beach. I can't swim.
Are you kidding me?
No.
It was kind of scary.
You grew up in
Washington.
And you can't swim?
I'm not a good swimmer.
Really?
No, he can't swim.
Yeah, I fell off the jet ski, but I got right back on.
Good for you.
I did see footage of the jet ski looking
Did
really
you?
Fun.
Okay, let me ask. You were wearing a life jacket.
Of course.
I insisted on it.
Yeah.
But when you fell off the wave runner, did you immediately grab the wave runner? Or were you worried you were going to float away?
Oh, I held on, but then I was worried that it would tip over because I was like, if this thing goes upside down, then literally what am I going to do? That's what I was worried about.
Can I tell you that's my rap partner? And you got to get on a wave runner with me. Will you ride shotgun? Behind me, or
is
what
is
a
wave
that?
Runner a jet ski? Or?
Yeah,
yeah.
Okay.
Here's the problem.
I love it. I would.
There was a lot of drinking on that boat.
Yeah,
I was on daddy duty, so I only had 2 drinks in 5 hours. And but a lot of people were getting drunk and going on those wave runners. And they were flying pretty high. Yeah, I was a little
worried.
I was a little worried that some, you know, people were going to get injured.
Joey hits the waves good, I bet.
Except for Brogan and Shane. So they were going so slow that they kept falling over. So I guess if you don't go fast enough on those wave runners, you'll just tip.
Choppy waters.
Wade had no momentum. Well, because he's done it, but I was very, like, anxious about it. And so I was, like, on his back, and he was just going so slow because I was so stressed. But then if you don't go fast enough, you don't, like, get the momentum, you just fall right over.
Do you guys go jump off the boat?
In the water? Shark-infested
some
waters?
People did, but it was...
Oh, my God. It was, everything with her.
Well, can I tell you?
Here's her. The sun's
dark.
Out. Oh, it's
you
bad
could not
rays.
See.
Well, there's an eclipse.
And
you could not see underneath the water, and I was like... There's...
That's rare for there.
It was not clear at all. And then, so Brogan was like, you know, I'll take Monroe on the wave runner. I'm like,
really
I don't know, because she really wanted to go.
No way.
And I'm like, I don't know, Brogan. He goes, well, let me start with Shane, and let me get used to the wave runner, and then when I come back... I'll take Monroe.
Not a shot.
But
in
they
hell.
Fell so many times. Like, did they come out to help you guys at one point?
No.
I mean,
so when Brogan came back in, I'm like, no. I don't want Monroe constantly tipping over in the ocean. And then what if you can't get her back on? And
no way. Yeah.
I love these activities with chumps. I want to go on one of these. We could do a lot. What about the inner tube? I would have had the inner tube and hold
like
on
the
to
lazy
that.
River? Jamie,
they had this like, it was such a false sense of security. So they an inflatable pool with a net that they fasten it to the back of the boat. So you're swimming in the ocean. Psychologically, you think you're protected,
but
you're just a fucking sitting duck there. Yes. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like a shark could just go up and bite right through that net.
Wait, of course.
Why are we obsessed with sharks right now?
Because it's true. The ecosystem changed over COVID. The orcas are attacking the rudders of boats. It's a known fact. There's alligators in the water. Do
there's
you want footage?
There's shark frenzies. I saw them in
yes, but that's different. Wait, you're saying COVID affected sharks?
The ecosystem changed because no one was out in the water, and then they started to get used to water without boats in it, and then all this stuff happened, and I have proof.
You there's said alligators. There's no alligators in Mexico.
Literally, I'll send you a video of an alligator in Mexico.
Wow.
He's crawling out of the
sounds
jungle.
Sounds like you should just stay at the buffet. Don't go in the water.
For sure.
Food was amazing on
catch
the yacht.
Catch me outside of
that
the buffet
yacht
line.
Was 140 feet long.
No way. Mm-hmm. No way.
There was probably, there's a staff of at least 12. Like,
for how many of you? Six?
No, there was six.
18.
18 of us.
Who were all the rest of the people?
Liat had brought some friends.
Name them.
He actually was a former bachelor.
Tosh, Jerry.
Ooh.
Yeah, nice guy, married now with the son.
Straight.
Straight. And then his in-laws, which were really fun, they came. And then Liat, Trevor, their family, their nanny.
Krista Alice,
and then, yeah, our crew.
Did you go in the hot tub on the boat?
Oh.
You did.
Yeah, I went with Monroe a lot. Brogan.
Yeah.
Boy, Jameson, there's never a hot tub he wants to miss.
Oh, did you hear about,
I mean, anything. If you're at the Holiday Inn in Wichita, is there a hot tub? Did you go into that hot tub?
Any opportunity to make boy soup, he does it.
Is there a bathtub with hot water in it? You really?
Jameson, you can invent the inflatable traveling tub.
Oh, I think you can get one at Costco.
Oh,
actually.
You know.
I think you know.
So we're sitting on that inflatable pool, and our feet are in the water, but...
Well, the sharks are going to get you.
Because you're
her.
In the net, you think you're safe, but you're not
safe.
You're not
safe.
You're not safe at all.
No. Has there
you
been
still take off your foot.
Has there been a lot of attacks down there recently?
I think there has been. I just don't think they report them because of tourism.
Tourism, Cabo tourism.
I bet someone gets killed every day.
I could show you a video right now, but it'll take too much radio time. Sharks are coming right to
I
you.
Know. They sent it to me.
And I'm like, listen, I was in Hawaii like 2 years ago, and then they started seeing great whites, and it was right by that area. And it was weird because I love the water. But maybe Mercedes is onto something, but they are getting closer.
What do you think? Do you think the eclipse is going to affect
hell
sea life?
Well,
MJ, you know.
There's a bunch of crows.
I am the resident marine biologist.
You have proof.
Wait, MJ, you got proof. Did you see all the crows fall over Dollar General in Phoenix?
I saw.
Yeah, it was a bunch of crows.
It is.
Do you think is going to happen to the... Do you think this eclipse will affect animal behavior or chump behavior at all?
Yes.
Oh, my God.
Stay away from chumps today.
If chumps, we should make chumps. Chumps, do two shots before 11:12 Pacific time. Don't look up chumps.
You don't have to argue with Chris. She won't argue with you.
You'll turn to stone, chumps.
I've got to think it's nighttime. I'm going to start drinking. You're right.
You're right.
So after dinner, it was our last night, Saturday, right? And Krista, I don't know. I mean, she had a lot to drink.
It was a long day.
But it was a long day. And I think the alcohol was starting to affect her because she was starting to say, don't forget to see the eclipse. Oh, my. I got my glasses.
To
the point where Monroe started laughing, and Monroe started talking like her.
She did it.
Oh, my God.
And so what's fun when somebody's really drunk.
Monroe's hilarious.
You just keep asking more questions. So I was like, oh, you got glasses? And she's like, yes, I got six pairs.
Oh, so she was faded.
She was faded on Saturday. That was the only night that I noticed that she was...
Were you guys doing mostly booze, or was there a little oregano in the mix? You know what I'm saying.
I really didn't drink the whole weekend, which was actually why I feel so good.
Can you get the devil's lettuce down there?
Oh, shit.
I didn't ask.
Okay. I don't think chumps are really... That's not really chumps thing.
Not a stoner crowd.
Chumps are liquid. I know, but because you get tired in the sun with all the booze.
But you guys, Liat was saying on Friday that it wasn't getting, it was Krista. She was saying, I'm not getting a buzz. And Liat said, it's watered down.
Or also when you take a shot followed by an Adderall, you don't get buzzed.
with the menstrual pill dessert. Jesus Christ.
But I was like, once I saw all the medications, now I got it. I'm like, no wonder she's not getting drunk. Because she kept saying she was ordering doubles and triples and then shots. And she's like, I don't feel anything. And then the strongest drink was their zombie, which was seven different kinds of alcohol, which they will only give you two.
Wow.
They will not let you order more than two.
And that's Mexico. The laws are a little loose.
Is
that
rum,
so Krista,
right?
She had the first one. She's like, I don't feel a thing.
Holy shit.
Well, yeah.
True
the diet
chump.
Pill will,
chump blood type.
Yeah.
Because the diet pill will be an upper. So I get it.
Krista would be fun to hang with at Golden Globes night. Like, there's going to be a lot happening.
Oh, she was so funny.
Krista was real sick on the radio on Friday. Did she get better by the end of the trip?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, she did. Actually, kind of a miraculous.
Oh.
But the next day, she was gone. I mean, she was good.
Which pill was that?
Did she send our butler to go?
No.
Because she goes, can you ask your butler to go do this? I said, why don't you ask your own butler? She goes, I don't have his number. Like, you didn't think when you met him to get his number? She goes, my hotel phone's not working. I'm like, use your cell phone.
Yeah. Oh, I got ours right away. We were texting immediately.
How did you meet up with anyone else? Because I felt like there was a lot of people there this weekend. So did you cross chump?
I met one drunk chump.
Okay.
At the margarita bar.
And any other LA heads? I felt like there was a lot.
The thing is that I understand why chumps get drunk, because she wasn't eating, right? She was so skinny. And so no wonder, you know, when you have 14 margaritas with nothing to eat, you get pretty drunk.
You're going to catch the buzz.
Yeah, but she was a fun chump.
I can clear up. There was a follow-up question that one of the chumps said she doesn't want to be called a chump. She wants to be called a listener. So we were getting DMs saying, which of the chumps is having beef? So for all inquiring minds, it was someone in Mexico on vacation with you guys.
Wait.
A listener.
Yeah, that was not someone we knew.
How did you know this?
Because we did the show. We did the show.
Oh, after.
Yeah, so we were talking about your episode, the next hour, Jamie and I, and then people were DMing and saying, what's going on with that?
Wait, she was mad that we say chumps?
No. Jeff was telling a story that one of the people, she came up and said, hi, but I'm not a chump, I'm a listener. So that's
and people thought it was like an inner circle chump.
Right.
Mercedes is saying.
Thank you.
It was a listener.
I did a show recently and the lady screamed, I'm a chump. And some guy goes, fuck Trump. That's new. You got to get that or people get real triggered. Wow. I never heard of anyone not wanting to be a chump.
Didn't you run into a real drunk chump recently at the Tropicana?
What day?
What? But
I mean, dude, when it was imploding, there were chumps there. By the way, you should cry because you respect beautiful history architecture. I was there at the Trop when it went down and closed at 2 o'clock last week. And I got chips. I got
really?
Chips and I stole a phone at Tropicana, original phone. Well, I actually paid. I just committed a crime on the radio.
You didn't steal it. You bought it.
I bought it.
But I bought, there was a bunch of little trinkets I got. And it was sad because this was the 1957 and they're demolishing it. Because you guys can relate to this. Okay, what you do, right? Mm-hmm. They're making it a baseball field. Which I love progress, but man, this was the last.
Yeah.
This was Marilyn Monroe, Frank Sinatra. I stayed in Rodney Dangerfield. Like, sweet. Like, it's sad.
So, did Patrick and Paul ask for anything? Because they were asking for things from us from the resort.
Oh, they love a takeaway.
They do?
Yeah. What were they asking for?
I might have
I'm not stealing furniture. what did they want?
Oh, he didn't ask me. I don't know.
Like an ashtray.
Yeah, no. They were asking for something. I think they want to sell it on their Poshmark.
Are they... Are they?
Oh, nobody.
Let's bring hers up. By the way,
complimented me on my perfume today. It's
I don't
the Patty
smell
Stanger.
It.
Well, no what? One got that.
Oh, you here. Have the pheromone spray.
It's because you're gay. You didn't smell it.
That's why.
Oh, you have the straight pheromone spray.
Does that mean I'm gay? Because I didn't smell it either.
Yes, congrats.
Congratulations,
Jameson. Warm up the tub. Was there a hot tub? I went to Ralph's yesterday. Was there a hot tub?
Thanks for listening. If you want more of this, listen to Jeff Lewis Live and Jeff Lewis Extended every weekday on SiriusXM, as well as the Jeff Lewis channel, exclusively on the SiriusXM app.